Hello everyone, my name is Oluwatosi and welcome to my boot podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and this is wishing you a happy new year. I pray that this year all your heart desires will come to pass and 2020 will bring you so many good things. Today's book is titled 29 Single and Nigerian. It's a story written by a lifestyle blogger, an anonymous lifestyle blogger. She goes by the name Ninja Single Girl. And this is the story of Edikan, who is actually 29 years old. She's jobless and she's single. She's also homeless because she stays with her friend. And this story is very relatable, especially if you're an average Nigerian, if you're done with school and you're searching for a job. This is a story that you can relate to because it features so many things that happens in Nigeria, especially job hunting, being single, the pressures that comes with a lady getting married, the pressure that comes from parents and all. So I really enjoyed reading this book because you can relate to it. Edikan is from a very humble background, and because she's from a very humble background, it affected so many decisions that she made. Honestly, I feel that she made really nasty decisions in her life, so many of them, and I'm going to tell you about it. The first decision, which was influenced by her father, major decisions, was sending her to her aunt's place to live in. And actually her elder sister was supposed to go, but she felt, well, she can go, so she went in instead of her sister. Then her father made so many decisions on her behalf, decisions that she didn't even consent to. Like, there was a time when she finished school, her dad wanted her to be a medical doctor. From medical doctor, he wanted her to be a pharmacist, and not for anything. He just felt that there's money in medicine, there's money in pharmacy, so you can do all these things. Eventually she studied risk financing at the university of Calabar, and when she finished school, you think that okay, she'll start making really wise decisions. One of the very negative decisions she made was at NYSC. She influenced at NYSC as against what her parents said. Initially she was posted to Onitsha, and from Onitsha she decided to redeploy to Lagos. But unfortunately for her, the money that she was supposed to use for her rent, she lied to her parents. She collected money for rent from them, and she used that money to influence her NYSC to Lagos. But unfortunately for her, she was posted to Enugu, and the guy that helped her with the supposed reposting or relocation started insulting her. Of course, you should expect that since you didn't go through the normal process, you expect that things will not work out fine. But well, I don't really blame her. At least she learned her lesson. She stayed in Enugu for 11 months, and when she was done with her NYSC, she decided to go job hunting in Lagos, and she was brought into the reality of job hunting in Lagos. There was a time that she had to trek from island to mainland with 25 copies of her CVs, distributing it to various companies just for her to get a job. She decided to do this with one of her friends that she met, Kemi. So they will go from different companies to another, distributing CVs. And some of them did not even call her. Most of them did not call her back. For the ones that called her back, they were just very ridiculous. Ridiculous amounts. And so she had to spend almost a year in her friend's house, living with her friend in Lagos. Then there was also the marriage pressure that came with her parents. You know, because she was getting older, her mother decided to just make it her own point of duty to pressurize her to get married, and just so that she can feel good in front of her neighbors. I don't really blame the woman. She has two daughters, Edikan and her elder sister. So Edikan's elder sister decided to marry, to be the second wife of a man in Port Harcourt like that. So her mom was trying to avoid that kind of situation so that Edikan would not also fall into that kind of trap. But that came with a lot of pressure. She will not see, every time she was always calling Edikan, so how is your boyfriend? Where is your boyfriend? How is this? How is that? It was just too much. Many times Edikan had to lie about it. And because of this old pressure, George came in. She met George when she went to work. There was a place she got a contract job for, and then she was supposed to deliver a particular thing, and somehow they just connected. And because she felt that, oh, this guy is tall, that can handsome, he has a lot of money, he's a CEO, she decided to put herself on him, to put herself on George. And you know, as some guys can be, now he saw it as an opportunity and decided to just hoover around the girl and You know how it all happened now. You know how the thing, those kind of things always end up. She eventually slept with George, and Dan was also filling her pockets with money. Unfortunately, even myself, when I was reading that book, I felt like, oh, she has finally reached her last bus stop. She has found Mr. Right and all. But unfortunately for her, George has a fiancé who is abroad, and they've been dating for 7 years and they were about to get married. On one of the occasions when she went to George's house, she found out, and that was the end of the relationship. But that didn't even stop the guy from still giving her 300,000. When she called the guy, that, hey, I want to return your money, that one just started making fun of her. But you know, I learned some lessons in this book, and never to give up, because who would have thought that the jobless Edican will end up as a best-selling author? She wrote a book, and with the help of one of her friends, and this whole book started from her keeping a diary. So don't despise the days of little beginning. You never can tell what you will use to blow, as we call it these days. The diary she kept helped her to blow eventually. She blew really big, because she became a multi-millionaire just from publishing a book. Bloggers started looking for her, companies started looking for her, and you know, I felt like, wow. Because she was able to keep a diary, and she was able to do it religiously, it helped her. And so I was really impressed. And there was a part I didn't see coming in that book, was when she became a serious Christian. Like, I was like, wow. So how did Edican become a Christian? Like, it didn't really add up. But then there's nobody that God cannot change, honestly. And you know, I said this book is very interesting. I saw some really hilarious things in this book. The first was when Edican came to Lagos, her first time in Lagos. You know, as per JJC, she had read about 10 commandments of do's and don'ts in Lagos. But there was one she did not know, was how to deal with corporate beggars. And who are corporate beggars in Lagos? There are people that they dress well, and they will come and meet you. Her auntie, you know I'm going somewhere. Please just give me 100 naira to add to the 50 naira that I have. And so please give me so that I can do it. So there was a time that she actually met one of those guys. The guy asked her for 400 naira that he does not have money. And in the process of, she felt, she pitied the guy, and in the process of trying to give the guy money, the guy actually removed an iPhone from his pocket and was like, wow, this does not add up. How come you are begging for 400 naira and you have an iPhone in your pocket? But you see, she learned from it. You know, she learned so many things from. There was a time she even flared up in the bus when a lady asked her for 100 naira. That was when she decided to put all the frustration of her life on that lady. She just started insulting the lady and putting the bus in, like, it's not so difficult. Why are you taking this thing so hard, more than this? But then I really enjoyed this book, and I recommend it for all youths, because you are going to learn so many things from it. There was also a part in the book where I learned about there was a time she went for a job interview, and she had stayed at home for about 8 months. So the interviewer asked her, so what have you been doing at home for 8 months? She said, she has not been doing anything. 8 months is a lot of time for you not to do anything. You should at least get involved and do something with your life before you get a job. I hope you find this book interesting as I did. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. See you in my next podcast. And please feel free to share and follow Niger Girl on Instagram and Twitter. Bye.